going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's under it and pops it up foul ground. McCoy and Sheets, and it'll be McCoy who makes the catch on top of the tarp. Mason McCoy over to make the grab. Nicely done.
He has covered some ground tonight, and this is a big play. He's got it, he's got it, he's got it. That's the real McCoy right there, folks.
Audio courtesy of MLB TV with Don Orsillo and Mud. I told you it would be massive superstars like Mason McCoy and Gavin Sheets that would carry the Padres this year to a championship team.
Hey, me wearing the Padres shirt yesterday worked.
More on that in a second. First of all, congratulations to the San Diego Padres, who, despite the fact that almost everybody is injured. I think the Friar mascot himself might have twisted an ankle here back at home. I don't know. I can't confirm or deny that.
Stubbed his toe with his sandals, did
his
he?
Big old feet.
Yes.
Not to body shame you, Friar. Sorry. But the Padres get it done on the road. Nick Pivetta, stud. His third scoreless start. Padres win 2-0. And just a huge bounce back with everybody hurt. Mm-hmm. And it just took guys like Mason McCoy and Gavin Sheets to step up and say, okay, Nick Pivetta, don't worry, guys. We got this. And it takes a special kind of person like Tammy, who makes the sacrifice yesterday, her fashion sacrifice, to come to work in a Padres shirt, which is rare for her, unless it's a game day and she's going.
Right.
Or we've got some kind of Padres-themed day here in the office. You don't really see Tam in Padres gear, am I wrong?
No, because I don't usually wear sports gear, but you usually wear it every day. Yesterday you did not. I did. Now we can turn the tides as you are wearing Padres today and I am not.
Okay, well, I hope it doesn't backfire. Not only did Tammy's fashion choice, her bold statement, probably propel the Padres more than anything to a victory. It also spread throughout the league because the Dodgers lost and the Giants lost.
Ooh.
So believe it or not, despite
I have a little power, are you saying?
I you know what? I'll go with it.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Despite the fact that we've got basically the guy that sells churros playing outfield for us. We are in first place at 17-7. We are by ourselves in first place. Yes, I am aware that it's very early, but I'll take it. 17-7 with 5 starters from opening day not playing, including 3 all-stars.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take that. Darius Rucker was on our show years ago and told a funny story about his daughter wanting him to buy her something, saying, we can afford it. We're rich. Darius gave his very famous Darius laugh and said, no, I'm rich. You've got nothing.
He said, you're poor.
Ben Affleck is basically the same mindset when it comes to his kids.
So Ben Affleck and his son were at a convention and they were looking at all these very expensive tennis shoes. And his son was in love with this one shoe that was $6,000.
It's one pair of shoes.
One pair of tennis shoes. $6,000. And Ben Affleck was on the Today Show with Jenna Hager and special guest Andy Cohen. And he was talking about that moment on trying to get his kid to understand, you don't have $6,000.
Yeah, learning the importance of of hard work and the value of money. Kind of rare, I imagine, for a multimillionaire movie star, director.
Like, yeah, because he wanted these shoes. He like, so see these sneakers. I was like, this sneaker is $6,000. What are you talking about? Wow. What did I pay, like, buy? What, I was gonna, what are you going to do, mow lawns? Like, you got $6,000? He's like, we have the money. I was like, I have the money. You're broke. As far as I know, you don't have to lend me $5,000. Right. Like, you got nothing. So it's like, listen, you love your kids. You want to give them everything and do everything for them. But I think you definitely do them a disservice by like not connecting. You want something meaningful that you want.
Yeah.
You have to work. My oldest two have jobs. In fact, one just got a job and one like the kind of classic, you know, teenager working in a shop job. I won't say what it is. But, and my older one who's in college is working and trying to get an internship for the summer and stuff. And yeah, my son who's 13, he's reckoning with that reality right now as he's looking at no shoes in his closet. Thinking about, well, he got shoes, just no like crazy expensive fancy shoes. I'm like, well, if you want that, you can work 1,000 hours.
I mean, man, my dad, when I was a kid, he would drive me crazy. I get it, but when I was a kid, I wanted something. My dad would say, "Oh, that's really awesome. That's going to be great. Go earn the money."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh God, that's
so- I know, but it's important because I mean, I think most of us are under the same thought process that. If you don't earn something, you don't work hard for the money to get something, you don't appreciate it in the same way.
When my daughter was getting her apartment, finally moving out from me, she has a job, a full-time job, and we were at Jerome's Furniture picking out a dining room table for her, and the salesperson said, "Dad, buying your daughter a table today?" And I said, "Absolutely, I'm not. I'm just here to pick it out for her." And Abby paid for that table herself. By the way, it was the best feeling in the world to tell him, "No, I'm not paying a dime for this table."
Sure.
But she takes care of that table like you would not believe because she paid for it with her own money.
She would have been a completely different thing had she gifted it to her.
Exactly.
You know, not that she wouldn't have been appreciative that you did that, but you have a different mindset when it's your sweat equity that goes into something. And I love that he's doing that with his kids, making them all have basic, you know, you're going to have a job as a teenager.
Meanwhile, back to the $6,000 shoes. Yeah. What in the absolute what is that about? $6,000
I know.
Shoes.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Tammy in Chula Vista. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Mr. John. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. Do me a favor. Please kick Tammy out of our studio.
Miss Tammy, please vacate for a minute.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Thanks.
Tammy, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than the other Tammy. You'll get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, me, sir.
Amber Heard turned 39 yesterday. She is the infamous ex of Johnny Depp and also co-starred alongside Jason Momoa in this underwater superhero movie. What is it?
Aquaman.
People on Reddit were naming the greatest one-liners in movie history, and then Cracked.com compiled 23 of them. On the list was this line.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
What line is that movie from?
Back to the Future.
Paul Rudd recreated his 1991 commercial for the video game console Switch 2. What company brought us the Switch?
Nintendo.
Two sisters gave an eyewitness account after a carjacker caused a deadly crash in Australia this week. And the interview is all over social media because they're identical twins who speak in unison. It's really creepy. In the movie Twins, Danny DeVito is the unlikely twin to this huge actor. Who is he?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
On her show, Drew Barrymore comforted an audience member who was crying because she'd recently lost her sister. What San Diego network airs the Drew Barrymore show?
Oh my gosh. Fox?
Let's get Tammy back in.
Thank you.
So, Tammy and Shula, what do you got going on today?
I just pulled up to South Bay. I'm a school bus driver, and I've spoken to you guys many times. You guys are amazing. I love you. Absolutely adore you. Remember meeting you guys at one of the shows that I won tickets to, and I was with my friend Jessica. And we were so excited because Tammy and Jessica were next to each other, like, Tammy and Jessica, and then us, Tammy and Jessica, took pictures next to you guys. So that was my favorite.
That's funny.
But I do need to call my husband a lot because he's a UPS driver for San Diego, so.
Okay.
We're both drivers.
Okay. Tammy and Shula, 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo!
Now, this doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I'm not sure you remember, Tammy, but we don't tell you whether you got it right or not until the end. That way we build suspense. You remember that?
I do remember, yes.
How about you, Tammy?
I do.
What was that?
I did not get enough sleep last night, so Tammy's got a good shot at winning money.
Uh-oh. She's already making excuses here. Here we go.
No excuse. I'm just letting you know.
All right. Here we go. Nicely done either way, Tammy and Shula. Amber Heard turned 39 yesterday. She's the infamous ex of Johnny Depp and also co-starred alongside Jason Momoa in this underwater superhero movie. What is it?
Aquaman.
People on Reddit were naming the greatest one-liners in movie history. On that list was this line.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
What line? What movie is that line from?
Wow, I don't recognize that. Hang on, I gotta listen to it again.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Wow. Wow. None of that is familiar to me at all.
Well, take a guess because you got to get something out there.
Yeah. Indiana Jones. I have no idea.
Paul Rudd recreated his 1991 commercial for the video game console Switch 2. What company brought us the Switch?
Nintendo.
Two sisters gave an eyewitness account after a carjacker caused a deadly crash in Australia this week. The interview is all over social media because they're identical twins who speak in unison. Tammy, you know how creepy it was to watch.
It was very creepy.
In the movie Twins, Danny DeVito is the unlikely twin to this huge actor. Who is he?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
On her show, Drew Barrymore comforted an audience member who was crying because she recently lost her sister. What San Diego network airs the Drew Barrymore show?
Let's see. I'm going to go with, I don't know. Let's go with ABC, whoever's ABC.
Hey, let's go to the board, shall we?
Yeah.
I love saying that. I want to be a game show host so bad.
Let's do it.
Okay, easy, Tammy and Julie. I know how you did. Amber Heard was an Aquaman. You both got that. Let's skip over the first and the second one. Paul Rudd was in the 1991 commercial for the Nintendo Switch 2. You both nailed that. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Twins. Fox 5 is the network that airs the Drew Barrymore show. Tammy and Julie got that one right. Would you play that audio one more time?
Rose, where we're going, we don't need... Roads.
Tammy and Shula, what movie is that from?
Back to the Future.
That is right.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
wow.
I need to do this.
That. Yes, Tammy and Shula, not only did you just win $100 because you did what doesn't happen very often.
Go!
You beat Tammy. You also get a great prize.
Tammy, you have a pair of tickets to see Dwight Yoakam in the Cosmic Rodeo and Roundup Tour coming to Oceanside at the Front Wave Arena July 10th. They're also bringing special guests, the Mavericks.
Awesome.
Tammy, good job. You earned it. And best of all, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Tammy and Chula Vista, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
2 days till Stagecoach, and speaking of Stagecoach, speaking of Sunday specifically.
What's up, John and Tammy? It's Scotty. How you doing?
Oh, doing so well, man. We're so excited to see you this weekend. It's finally here, bro.
I know. We're excited. We're heading out west. We've got a fun weekend in store. Shutting down Stagecoach. It's going to be a big one.
I feel like we've entered into the relationship phase with you, Scotty, because you didn't say this is Scotty McCreary. You just said it's Scotty.
We've been chatting along. We've been hanging a long time together. So
speaking of a long time, it was 311 weeks ago.
Wow.
When Scotty McCreary posted Stagecoach, you were everything I thought you would be and more. Thank you for an awesome weekend. And that's the last time you played Stagecoach. And so much has changed in your life, in Stagecoach's life, in the world. I'm so excited for you to be on stage, to see everything that's changed in your life since then through music. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. I mean, we've lived a lot of life, and we've had a lot of music out there, so it's going to be fun. I feel like last time we were there, we were sharing what we had, but it wasn't, you know, all that much. So nowadays, a full set of songs I'm excited to play. Hopefully the fans are excited to hear and just get to party together. So, yeah, I agree.
So, Scotty, one of the things you have to be prepared for when you go out to Stagecoach is the potential for dust storms. It can get very dusty out there, besides being warm and sweaty and all that.
However, the weather, as far as the heat, is supposed to be absolutely perfect this week.
It's still going to be in the 80s, though, right?
Well, yeah, but 2 years ago, it was 114, for crying out loud. No one wants that.
The year I was there, it was It was sweltering hot, so 80 sounds wonderful.
It's going to be perfect weather-wise, but the wind does kick up, and that means the dust. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
So, Scotty, we want to make sure that you're prepared, and John and I have put together something wonderful.
Yeah, we're calling it the John and Tam Dana, because everyone wears bandanas when they're at Stagecoach for a look, but also to cover up their faces when the dust is blowing. We thought it'd be great for Scotty McCreery to represent with a John and Tam Dana when you're performing at Stagecoach 2025. Your thoughts?
Wow. You know, I'm honored, first of all. And second, you know, I think we can definitely take a look at this. What colors are we working with? Is it pink? Or is it going to go with my outfit?
That's a good question.
Yes. So it's yellow, and it's a really it's a really good yellow, right? You think of sunflowers and all of that.
I think it's a Southern hospitality yellow is what I think. And absolutely. No one says Southern hospitality more than you do, my friend.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, the John and Tammy logo on it. So it's a perfect thing to accessorize whatever it is that you're wearing, Scotty.
Yes. Well, I typically go with the old Johnny Cash, black jeans, black shirt. And if it's 80s, I can still get away with that, you know. So, that might would work. So thank you all for thinking about it.
Tell you what, when we see you, when we talk to you before your performance on Sunday, we're going to show you the John and Tam Dana. Now, we know you got probably a stylist. We know you got your own vibe going, and we understand you got to maintain a look. But
do you have a stylist, Scotty?
Only on, like, music video sets or photo shoots, or if I'm doing like the red carpets for the award shows. Other than that, we're just pulling from the back of the closet and hoping it works.
Well, and I think this will go perfect with the black. But even if you're like, I'm not really sure, you could just, you know, tuck it in your back pocket so it hangs out.
Or perhaps during allergy season, you might need to blow your nose. You can do it in a John and Tam Dana. We don't care. We're not picky. Just get us on stage, Scott.
We don't care.
Just get us on stage, man.
Get us on stage. All right, I think we can do that for you.
Yay!
Scotty McCreery is our guest. We're going to see him in just a couple of days. Scotty, I want to talk about when you come back to San Diego later on this summer in just a moment. But I want to know, are you keeping track of what's going on in Idol this year as a former champion? Does it pique your interest, or are you just too busy?
You know, I kept up with Idol for so long, religiously, and I think I really think becoming a dad and like putting Avery to bed in that 8 o'clock hour, it's like I don't have the TV on. But like, that's his bedtime when the Idol comes on. So I'm just enjoying peace and quiet at that point. So I haven't had the TV on.
I'm pretty sure I haven't watched it, you know, weekly since you won. And my girlfriend is a huge fan of the show. And I'm starting to watch it again. And everything's changed. Every week now is like this massively produced concert, a killer band, a massive choir behind it. I'm like, what's happened to Idol? I was just wondering maybe if you had seen that and said, man, I didn't have that when I won.
Yeah, it's a little different. I even noticed, like, nowadays for auditions, they get to play instruments when they audition. And back then, we had to just do a cappella and, you know, couldn't hide nothing. So
it's so fascinating. I didn't realize that you had to sing a cappella. So you're nothing but your voice. Now they can hide. I shouldn't say hide, but now they can maybe mask. Yeah, that's a better word. They can enhance what they've got going on. Maybe not the strongest voice, but dang, that guy can play. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting to me.
You know, Scotty, if they ever ask you to come in and be a mentor, I think this would be great, because you know how your grandparents always said, when I went to school, I had to walk both ways or 2 miles. You could do that, Scotty. You could say, when I was on Idol, we couldn't play our fancy guitars. We had to rely on our voice.
Maybe not with that voice, but yes.
No, that's the exact voice I'll do it in. That's fantastic. I'm catching myself more and more doing that, driving around town, being like, oh, I remember when those buildings were just wood, you know, stuff like that.
And your children will soon be as bored as you were when you heard it.
Exactly.
Scotty, do us a favor, man. Hang out, because we haven't even touched upon the John and Tammy All-American Summer Show that you are headlining this summer.
We can't wait for it, so we'll talk about that next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
We're back with our guest, Scotty McCreery. Scotty plays Sunday at Stagecoach. Can't wait.
So, Scotty, after Stagecoach, you will be coming back to our area, coming back to San Diego for John and Tammy's All-American Summer, which we thank you for being our headliner for that. It's on Flag Day. Like I just said, there couldn't be anything more American. It's Flag Day. Scotty McCreery, America. I mean, it's you. It was built for you.
Oh, well, we're going to fly the American flag, and we're also going to put the John and Tam Dana on the flagpole as well and have that flying. So it'll be a great, great, great time. So, but yeah, it's going to be an exciting show.
Dude, you are awesome. Scotty's talking about the bandana that we made for hopefully a lot of artists to wear as Stagecoach. We're calling it the John and Tam Dana. Well played, sir. Oh, and by the way, speaking of our All-American Summer Show, the Reunited Band Perry is also part of that show. You can get your tickets at KSON.com. The cool thing for a performer, Scotty, is you're playing in basically a brand new arena. So we're talking state-of-the-art sound, beautiful backstage area for you can relax and get your stuff together before you perform. I know that venues are very important to artists as far as, man, the sound here just doesn't really cut what I want. And it sometimes even forces you to not want to play that show because the venues, well, doesn't really hold up. That's not going to be an issue at Front Wave Arena. So we're really excited for this show. I have to imagine you're as excited, if not more, since, you know, you're the star of it.
Yeah, no, I love it. And you're right. Venues do play a big role, and the sound is a big thing. You know, another thing that's really big to artists and the band and crew is how the shower situation is backstage. Because let me tell you what, there's some rough ones out there in some of these venues. So I'm sure Front Wave is going to have some pristine new showers for us, and the band and crew and everybody will be pumped.
They're nice.
That's so interesting.
Very, very nice. It's so true, though. I know exactly what you're saying, because we've been backstage doing interviews and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, the artist has to go in there? But this is gorgeous.
Or they're old school communal showers, where you're all taking one together.
The communals are rough. A lot of them just look like they haven't, you know, watched the shower since Hank Williams played it back in the 40s. Or 30s, you know,
not junior, not the third, but the OG.
Yeah, senior. We're talking senior. Yeah, so that's the truth.
Scotty, I'm going to get corny for a second. We've been talking to you since you won Idol, and it's just been such a treat to watch you become, I won't say a man because I'm not your father, but just to watch you mature and get to know the business and have the ups and the downs and you know, get knocked around and have to take medicine once in a while. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And always coming back with strong material, and you're clearly so on top, in my opinion, so on top of your game right now. I'm very excited to watch your show on not only this summer, but this weekend at Stagecoach.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a journey, as y'all know. So, but couldn't do it without y'all, and that's the God's honest truth. And but yeah, ups and downs and all arounds, and I'm just trying to learn through it all. But we're enjoying ourselves.
Scotty, it's been a journey where you had to walk 2 miles uphill both ways.
No, both ways. I'm heading there and quickly. I'm running in that direction right now.
Oh, gosh.
Scotty McCreary, you've got work to do, so we're going to let you go. We can't wait for the weekend. I hope your schedule allows you to have as good of a time as people get to have at Stagecoach from your point of view. And if not, just enjoy the fans' adulation. And remember, everyone, get to KSON.com and get tickets for our John and Tammy All-American Summer Show starring Scotty McCreary. Have a great day, man. Enjoy that family. We know that you will. And get here safely, okay?
Yeah, safe travels, hon.
All right. Will do. Appreciate it. Good catching up with y'all. We'll see you soon.
See you this weekend.
Bye, honey.
Yeah. See y'all.
So don't wait to get your tickets. By the way, this is an all-ages show. What a perfect country concert to bring your kids to. Our All-American Summer Concert starring Scotty McCreary. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. John, what do Godzilla, a car muffler, and a postal key have in common?
That is the third time I've heard that question today. Obviously, I have no idea, but I'm sure you're about to tell me.
Yes. So they were among the items that were found during our company-wide beach cleanup day for Earth Day.
Yes, happy Earth Day. I hope you had a wonderful time helping the environment yesterday, spreading love throughout the earth.
So producer Jessica and I have to give a shout-out to our coworker Kevin.
That's the only reason. There are plenty of other people there, too.
No, I have to give a shout-out to Kevin. Because Kevin is the one who found Godzilla and a car muffler as we were doing a beach cleanup.
Man, if you leave a car muffler, first of all, you should never leave litter at the beach anyway. Right. You're leaving a car muffler at a beach? You're a jerk.
My guess is it somehow came off of a car on a roadway, John, and ended up getting washed down to the edge is my guess. I don't think someone just threw it there.
You believe in humanity a lot more than I do, apparently. Go ahead.
There was also like a broken picnic table, all kinds of weird stuff. But producer Jessica and I worked together as we were cleaning along the roadway at Fiesta Island. We've had some interesting finds, producer Jessica, on our cleanup at Fiesta Island. I thought there would be more trash than what there actually is.
Yeah, it's surprisingly clean. A lot of like little things, some cigarette butts here and there. But I found a key.
And the and you actually read what it said.
Yeah, it's from a, it says, do not duplicate. And it's from a USPS postal box. Uh-huh. So
Justin and I are going to leave here and start hitting every post office and see if we can't figure it out.
See what kind of treasures are in it?
Yeah. It's mainly been a lot of bottle caps. A lot of bottle caps. And it just kind of bizarre little pieces of trash. But for the most part, the part of Fiesta Island that we're at, where the dog parks are, it's actually been pretty nice. So, San Diego, you've been doing a good job.
I know. I'm very proud of San Diego right now.
Good job. Keep up the good work.
This is clearly before you found the car muffler.
Well, we didn't find it. Kevin did.
Yes, Kevin did.
And that was on the complete other side. And I wished we would have had more time to go around the entire thing, because on the opposite end of where we were, there was a lot more trash. But
at least you guys went to a place that had trash. God bless our old boss, Bob.
Uh-huh.
When we started doing this years ago, we cleaned up the beach outside the La Jolla Beach and Tennis Club. Remember that? Because
you find any garbage?
No! My garbage bag was empty, because they have people that do that there.
Yes.
Because it's La Jolla Beach and Tennis Club.
God.
Bob just wanted to go to his club and drink and eat.
Okay, I get that. But
I mean, don't get me wrong, it wasn't a bad afternoon. But I'm glad we're actually doing something to help the earth, except walk through rich.
Yes. And by the way, if you'd like to see and his Godzilla and muffler, you can go to our social media pages. They're posted all over KSON and John and Tammy.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Vista. Say good morning to Janice. What's going on, Janice?
Hi, just headed to work.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Out of the studio, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Janice, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooranggatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. All right, Janice?
All right.
Actor Frankie Muniz says he may be at a new low mentally and emotionally. Frankie was the star of the Fox sitcom Blank in the Middle. Fill in the blank.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Sean Ono Lennon reposted a message on his Instagram stories Monday that seemingly shut down rumors of tension between Sean and his half-brother Julian Lennon. Who is the legendary father of these half-brothers?
John Lennon.
Dave Coulier learned that he was cancer-free and a new grandpa on the same day. What character did he play on Full House?
Uncle Joey.
Two sisters gave an eyewitness account after a carjacker caused a deadly crash in Australia this week, and the interview is all over social media because they're identical twins who speak in unison. Though they were not identical, the Olsen twins were how old when they starred on Full House? 2 years, 1 year, or under a year?
Under a year.
Paul Rudd loved recreating his 1991 Super Nintendo commercial for a Switch 2 ad. Paul is Ant-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The sequel to Ant-Man came out in 2018. What was it called?
I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Tim back in. Janice, you mentioned you're heading to work. What do you do for a living?
I manage a preschool.
Oh, isn't that fabulous? So many questions for you about managing a preschool. Do y'all still do nap time?
We do. Depending on the age, it ranges from an hour to 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness. And what is the age limit for preschool? Because I love a good nap.
I manage 18 months to 5.
Oh, that must be so lovely. Janice, yes. Today Tam did 4 out of 5, and these are not easy.
Okay.
Nice job, Janice. Frankie Muniz said something concerning. He may be at a new low mentally and emotionally. Frankie was the star of the Fox sitcom Blank in the Middle.
Malcolm.
So I really want to keep an eye on this. Frankie is very open and honest on his socials. He's in the NASCAR circuit. Now he's trying to break into it. He's not succeeding to his satisfaction, I guess. And it's really messing with him. And he's brutally honest. I'm kind of worried. I don't know the man. But, you know, when someone is open about that, I hope he's okay, frankly. 1-1. Janice knew that. Sean Ono Lennon reposted a message on his Instagram stories Monday that seemingly shut down rumors of tension between Sean and his half-brother, Julian Lennon. Who's the legendary father of these half-brothers?
John Lennon.
Janice knew that. 2-2. Dave Coulier learned that he was cancer-free and a new grandpa on the same day. Now, that's a good day.
That is a good day.
What character did he play on Full House?
Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey is right. Two sisters gave an eyewitness account after a carjacker caused a deadly crash in Australia this week. The interview's all over social media because they're identical twins who speak in unison.
One guy, he was up there with our mum. He went up there, and he was coming back down towards us. And he goes, run, he's got a gun.
Though they were not identical, the Olsen twins were how old when they start on Full House? 2 years, 1 year, or under a year?
Wow. I'm going to say one.
The reason the Olsen twins were both cast on Full House is because they were cast at 6 months.
Yeah.
Started filming at 9 months.
Yeah, you can only have so much time on screen when you're a baby.
I don't think I want my baby at 6 months being in a TV show. I don't
think the six-month-old cares.
Listen, they catapulted into superstardom at clearly the youngest age possible, and it messed with them.
Yeah.
You don't see them anymore for a reason. Yeah. Anyway, guess what? Janice guessed under a year. That means, Tammy, as you probably are aware, that you have to get this right or you are going to owe. Tammy, Paul Rudd loved recreating his 1991 Super Nintendo commercial for a Switch 2 ad. Paul is Ant-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The sequel to Ant-Man came out in 2018. What was it called?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
You magnificent creature, you. You did it. You pulled off a tie. Oh! Janice, I thought you had it. I really thought you had it. Unfortunately, all ties go to Timmy. And yes, I did just call her a magnificent creature because that's exactly what she is. Janice, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but she's got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Dwight Yoakam in the Cosmic Rodeo and Roundup Tour in Oceanside. They're going to be at Front Wave Arena July 10th, bringing special guest stars, the Mavericks.
Yay!
Janice, have so much fun. Enjoy those kiddos.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
No! On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Unfortunately, Stagecoach is sold out. But if you were one of our winners, we will hopefully see you over the course of the weekend at Stagecoach.
Now, obviously, we're all aware of the headliners, but my favorite thing about Stagecoach is discovering the new artists. And you all know these new artists a lot more than Tam and I do sometimes. And one of the people that is on that list is our good friend Elise, who is here to see if she can identify
Stagecoach artists, real or not.
You ready for this, Elise?
All right, let's do it.
Elise, when you're at Stagecoach this weekend, will you be seeing a band named 49 Winchester? Is that a Stagecoach artist that's real or not?
Real.
Look at you, Elise. 49 Winchester is a group from Virginia. I've never heard that song before.
It's beautiful, huh?
Freaking lovely. I can't wait to see them if we get a chance. 49 Winchester plays Friday. So far, so great, Elise.
Stagecoach artist, real or not?
Elise, the Lone Star Dust Devils.
Not real.
Oh, Elise is on it. Ooh. On it. Ooh. Very well done. I imagine there's a group listening right now in Texas trying to find a name, listening on the free Odyssey app because everyone likes a deal, and thought, you know what? That's a good name for our band, Lone Star Dirt Devils.
And
they sound like that because they're from Texas.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Elise, Stagecoach artist, real or not?
Blessing Offer. Blessing Offer. Is that a real Stagecoach artist, or did I just make it up?
Real.
Elise is 3 for 3 today.
Nice job, Elise.
Blessing Offer is a Nigerian-born American gospel and contemporary Christian singer and songwriter.
He was on season 7 of The Voice in 2014. As a child, he was blind in one eye from glaucoma, and he ended up blind in the other eye when he was a little bit older due to a water gun accident. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, he was a beautiful singer. He's going to be awesome.
I have to imagine it's the first Nigerian-born Stagecoach artist we've ever had. I love it. He's playing on Sunday. Elise, you knocked it out of the park. Thank you so much for playing with us. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's going to be an absolutely beautiful weekend weather-wise. Hopefully the wind cooperates. But as far as the heat, we are ready to rock for Stagecoach this weekend. And if you can't get out, remember, we'll have every highlight for you. The artist interviews, fashion reviews, I'm sure, from producer Jessica. and Tammy.
Also, make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms over the weekend, because we're going to bring you a lot of Stagecoach right to your phone.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tam, I had a dream we won the ACM this year.
You did?
Yeah, I know. Then I woke up and realized, come on, dude, really?
Oh, you know, we've okay. Just real quickly, and if you're tired of hearing this, we're so sorry, but it's just, it's something that's never happened to us in the 25 years that John and I have been a team. We've never had a nomination.
Pretty sure if Tammy had a different partner, she'd have like 50 ACMs by now.
Oh my God, I don't think so. In 25 years, John and I have never had a nomination from the Academy of Country Music, and we got nominated this year out of the entire country. That's a really big deal. And yes, we want to win it.
Tammy really,
because we can't
really wants
win
to win it.
Anything, it
We've
feels
never
like.
We won a dang thing.
Here's the deal.
That's not true. We won Best of Madison once.
Like, oh, you know.
When we were in Madison, Wisconsin.
And I think we won something in the UT Readers poll here one year, too.
I think it was.
Long time ago.
I think it was like, what the hell, it's giving something award.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was called.
Anyway, so John and I said, you know what? Let's have our own ACMs. And by that, we mean John and Tammy's
Awards for Community Magnificence.
This week, you can vote on your favorite best place to get messed up safely on a Saturday night. And we have our finalists after you guys made your nominations.
The finalists are the Lamplighter in Mission Hills, Beachcomber in Mission Beach, Whiskey Girl downtown, the home of Tammy, Eastbound Bar and Grill.
It's not my home.
In Lakeside. You have your own private booth and a statue.
I do not. That is not true.
Marco, get on that. And Rookie Sports Bar in Oceanside, representing North County, all over the map. I love it. Those are the five nominees. Now, there are some bars that are reaching out saying, hey, what about us? Listen, we didn't vote. We just tabulated the votes, and here are the five finalists.
Yeah. So if you go to KSON.com, you can vote right now for your favorite place to get messed up on a Saturday night safely.
Vote at KSON.com for John and Tammy's hometown ACMs. Our
awards for Community Magnificence.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.